welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, as always, your host for the show and the editor of ChannelBuzz.ca. Today we dive deep into digital marketing with Luxi Thurasingam, Vice President of America's Industry Marketing and Canada Growth Marketing at Cisco. On just about every front, the pandemic has accelerated digital transformation, and in an era where in-person events have become all but verboten, you'd be right to think that marketing is no exception to that rule. Thurasingam walks us through what that has meant for Cisco's marketing team, for partners' marketing teams, and even for Cisco and partner sales teams. We talk through how Cisco has changed up its digital marketing strategy in responses to changes both in the industry and those brought on in the pandemic, and get some advice on what partners can do too. We talk about the idea of helping customers and how that has become paramount in marketing, why social distancing has brought the camps of marketing folks and sales folks closer together than ever before, what tools Cisco has on offer to help partners become marketing geniuses themselves, and we preview the company's own partner digital marketing event coming up next month. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Luxi Thurasingam. Luxi, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you joining us for the podcast.
Thank you, Rob, for having me here.
Marketing, such an interesting topic in the channel because there's so many different levels of expertise, of knowledge, of awareness, of aptitude, of whatever measure you might want to have. I would say when I talk to partners at partner conferences, when those things were a thing in person, aside from maybe a few examples, obviously at the larger end of the partner scale, when we talk, you know, what do you do for marketing? There was a lot of in-person kind of events, lunch and learns, these kinds of things, which have been, shall we say, somewhat challenging to do in the last year or so. I know Cisco has been, you know, educating partners and urging partners to move towards digital marketing for a long time, for a number of years. I can only imagine that that has been amplified by COVID-19. So I guess I'll throw it open with just asking, you know, what have you seen as sort of what partners need to do in terms of digital marketing in this era?
Thanks, Rob. You know, I want to actually start off by saying that even before the pandemic, we were living in a very digital world. You know, we're living digital lives. And I saw this great stat that, you know, 500 million tweets and 4 billion Google searches were happening every day. And yes, that included B2B tech buyers. So I do want to preface that. Now, having said that, you know, 100% pandemic accelerated digitalization. It accelerated the need for consumer-facing applications. B2B e-commerce, you know, really started to take off. And so, you know, I think what happened, at least from a marketer's perspective, is every marketing motion became a digital-only motion, to your point on the live conferences, you know. So, you know, what I would say happened as a marketer, you know, both from a Cisco perspective, but I also sit on the CMA MarTech Council, we found ourselves maybe overnight having some really important conversation, everything from, do we have the right MarTech stack to drive business growth? Have we built a technology that is resilient and takes us beyond collaboration and just e-commerce? Do we have the right network and security for long-term digital engagement and data collection, for instance, right? I think other conversations that were happening around the table was around customer needs. You know, how are we going to quickly meet our customer needs? You know, not just through an event strategy, but content. It was about getting the right information to the right person, but also personalizing. How can we minimize the effort that it's going to take someone to engage with us digitally? So lots of conversations, lots of questions. And those are probably the kind of things that got accelerated because of COVID. Again, back to the idea that every touch point was digital.
When you talk to partners about marketing, what do you hear from them in terms of the questions they have? What's top of mind for them in this era in terms of what they are doing?
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of things I'm hearing and a couple of things, you know, similar is that we're being asked for more advice and guidance on. The first is, increasing our need to be relevant to our customers, whether that is Cisco-led or partner-led. There is a lot happening, especially digitally, to get the attention of someone like you, Rob, right? And so this idea of personalization and how do we increase our relevancy in those right moments has become a big topic of conversation, a big way that people are marketers are activating. The second I would say is tracking and performing. How do we know what we're doing is the right things? How do we know we're engaging the right customers? So for instance, one of the things we did a lot is A/B testing in those early days. And I can tell you when we threw A/B testing through digital, we were able to uncover that help. When you lead with help, let us help you. Do you, we're here to help you. Those kind of messages actually really resonated, even more than an offer message, for instance. Even more than a free trial, this idea of help. But here's a great thing. This is where marketing and sales actually came together probably more than ever during the pandemic, because I was able to take that kind of information and pass it over to sales and say, guys, what our customers really want is help. So let's really lead with that when we call on them. So that's definitely something that I've seen and heard is marketing, sales, and partner. I call it almost like a three-legged race. It's really brought us in together. Because together, we are all connecting with our customers digitally, and together and being as effective as we can.
It's funny that something that's in many ways physically keeping us apart sounds like is bringing these various aspects closer together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk a bit about social media and that side of the world, because that's obviously a big part of digital marketing. It is not all social media is digital marketing, and not all digital marketing is social media, but there's a strong overlap in that Venn diagram. What can partners do to be effective there and to do some of the things that you're talking about to drive value there beyond kind of the having their name tag up there and the sheer kind of self-promotion tweet every now and then?
Oh, Rob, there was a time that people believed only consumers went on social media, right? And I can tell you that was a long time ago. In fact, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember who said this. It might have been IDC. And the quote was 84% of senior B2B buyers say social networks play a vital role in their purchase process. B2B buyers. Right. And so, I love this question on social, and we're actually been doing a lot and doubling down on social media as a platform, as a way to engage our customers, because the reality is our customers, our B2B customers, are doing their research in social networks, on social platforms. They're learning about their vendors, the solutions, and they're actually making buying decisions before they even get a hold of the sales team. And so here's a conversation we have with our partners. We say, you know what? If we're not engaging with our customers, our competition is, so it's really, really important. Another way we're using social media, and actually I'll give you two examples. One is traditional media model, traditional event model, sorry. So in the past, an event happened around four walls, right? And you invited maybe 1,000 people, maybe 100 people, and that's your event. And now what we're finding is that social is an amazing way to take that event outside of the four walls, broaden it, bring in a national audience, let people engage with us on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Oh my goodness, I can't remember when, everything is a bit of a blur, but Cisco Live Cancun was a great example of an event, where, we didn't have we went beyond the physical attendees, and this was probably during when we were still doing physical, so it was even relevant then. And we actually were able to reach 15 times more attendees by going also virtual. And then we were able to repurpose all that content and keep it going, keep the conversations going, right? And so there's so many aspects of social that it's just a must do. If you're not on it, you have to be on it. But you also have to be looking at it as building it into your traditional marketing or now virtual events and virtual things. The other thing I'll tie on, and it actually happened and accelerated during COVID, is social selling. One of the things we definitely heard both from partners and our own sales teams is they can't walk the hallways anymore. And so social selling, we actually invested in social selling, and I call it, actually I stole it from someone, I'll admit, But it's the new handshake is social selling. It's being on social. And so we actually trained both internal, all of our sales teams, but then we actually brought the training to all of our partners. The last number I checked, we trained over 65 partners and 300 partner sellers on social selling. And again, another great example of sales and marketing working together.
It sounds like we're getting past the point that we may have been at a few years ago where a lot of sales folks would look at social media and say, well, that's marketing's area, and I don't need to be thinking about that so much, with obvious exceptions. There have always been some stars of social selling, but it sounds like with those kinds of numbers being educated that it's becoming a significantly broader.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you share any examples that you might have of digital marketing techniques that have worked for you guys that you've seen worked for partners? What's some of the things that partners should be looking at and thinking about as they start to noodle through their own social strategy or a marketing strategy?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and I'll give it digital. So again, back to bringing marketing and sales together, and the fact that every selling motion, every engagement is digital. Last year, so again, just to kind of context set you, give you the context, we actually are using digital and digital insights to help our sales teams have better conversations with customers. So last year, our team we introduced was called Pearl. It's actually on Webex Teams, and it's a Webex Teams bot. And what it does is it gives our sales teams real-time information on customer engagement on our platforms, like our .com site. So imagine this: you're a sales account manager. You're about to go visit a really important customer. You can go into your bot, Pearl. You can type in your account name, and the Pearl bot will actually let you know all the different .com activities. Maybe some competitive insights, different ways that the customer has been engaging. So, again, a very real example. So we had an AM that was about to go out and have a conversation around networking solutions. But based on, identifying that the customer is actually much more interested in security, the AM was able to lead with how secure our networking solutions are. So again, what's happening is, we're passing real-time information. The sales rep is able to have a more meaningful customer and a conversation, and the customer appreciates it, right? So now from a partner perspective, that is intelligence. And again, because our RMs and our AMs work very closely with our partner sales, that is how we partner together. And they bring their insights, we bring our insights together, we go and have a better conversation with our customers.
Cisco's been very involved, obviously, in educating partners about digital marketing for quite some time. How have those tools evolved, and how have you seen usage of those tools evolve as some of these trends have come to the forefront?
So Cisco has a tool, it's called the Marketing Velocity Hub. And so what's been really, really important for us is to continue to ensure those enablement trainings, those tools, and especially for partners that are trying to build up their digital marketing practice, we have the latest and the most relevant and current. So, from the hub, we have really built the content in there. It includes everything from the latest marketing trends, including training and training. But it's also got new campaigns. We're constantly refreshing the campaigns so that a partner can take it and run with it as quickly as they can. And hopefully Cisco is getting them 80% of the way. A very, very practical example of a partner that very recently actually leveraged one of these digital campaign. I like to call it almost like content, kits, if you, for lack of a better word. So this partner leveraged one of these content pieces, again, personalized it to make sure it's relevant to them. And they used it to build their contactability. Again, in a digital world, you need to be able to contact your customers digitally. And so they used it to build their contactability, they accelerate their demand, and then they actually recently sent us a lovely note about how they were able to close a customer win of $1.5 million. So we love, love hearing those stories. It also means these resources are working.
And you guys have a digital version, of course, because all events are digital these days.
coming up in May under the Marketing Velocity brand. What can you tell me about that, and what can partners expect? And I know that once upon a time, when Marketing Velocity was a separate event from Partner Summit, from anything else, it was kind of a rarefied air for the creme de la creme of the Cisco partner marketing crew. But who's the event open to now?
Oh, I'm so excited about this event. So you're right, it's in May 11th. Save the date. And yes, we're going to be sharing a lot of trends, a lot of best practices. We're also going to talk about what's coming up in the future, right? I mean, when you think about the world of events, for instance, a lot of data is telling us that events are going to be more hybrid. We're not going to go completely live, but we're not going to stay virtual. And so we're going to actually be bringing forward a lot of best practices, new use cases. We're going to bring some of our fabulous Cisco executives as well as industry thought leaders. And it's going global, so that's also great, right? We're going to get lots of great global trends as well. And so to your question on who is allowed, everyone's welcome. And it's one of the benefits of being digital is we get to open it up. And so whether you're a Cisco partner or not, we'd love for you to join us. You're all welcome. And registration is going live on in April, so hopefully by the time this podcast goes live, we'll be able to send you the link. And you could register and join us for this event.
Yeah, we'll have that, dear listener. If you're hearing this, that link should be in the show notes for this episode. So feel free to check that out. I've had the pleasure of attending a few Marketing Velocity events over the course of the last years, I'll tell you, it's a very unique event, and it's if you're worried that you're going to go and get the Cisco all Cisco PowerPoint version of the story, that is absolutely not the case. It's a lot about outside voices and marketing thought leaders, both Cisco and non-Cisco, and kind of building and up leveling everyone's marketing game.
You said it. You said it really well.
There you go. I am a promoter of it. Luxie, thanks for joining us for the podcast. Love to have you back on the podcast, maybe in the wake of Marketing Velocity to talk about the event that was and kind of the big takeaways of it. And yeah, thanks again.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to coming back.
So there you have it. A look at what digital marketing can be for solution providers with Cisco's Luxie Thurisingham. I'd like to thank Luxie for joining us. Thank Cisco for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. And if you get a chance, absolutely do check out Marketing Velocity next month. Again, the details and a link to registration are in the show notes. It is a great use of time if you have any interest in marketing. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we dive into the subject of creative financing. Of the types that won't have your CFO reaching for a bottle of Tums or maybe something stronger, as we're joined by Kelly Carter, Country CFO for Ingram Micro Canada, who's been leading the front there in distribution on how financing can be done more creatively and more successfully in this era. Between then and now, we'd invite you to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. And should you feel so inclined, please do leave us a quick review and a rating to help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.